Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Cinema.
Ho, ho, ho. What a hilarious thing it is.
Have you watched something funny recently?
No, I went to see Joker.
Oh, was it good?
Well, we'll get to that. Everyone probably knows what we're dealing with here. It's the hotly Oscar-tipped, serious Joaquin Phoenix stars as Joker origin story. It's like a grimy 1981 set story of how one man becomes the Joker.
You're kind of pushing it uphill a little bit when you set something in 1981, I reckon.
How come?
It's not the... There's better times.
There were better times, but there's a reason for this. I think that director Todd Phillips thinks that Martin Scorsese's movies are really cool. In fact, this movie kind of relentlessly screams that he thinks Martin Scorsese's early movies are really cool. 1981's the year that Scorsese's King of Comedy was set, starring Robert De Niro, who was an aspiring stand-up comic in that film who desperately wanted to and fantasized about being on a late-night talk show. That's kind of slightly heavily lent on in this new film, where Robert De Niro plays the host of a late-night talk show, and the lead character of this film desperately wants to be on it.
Fuck, that all seems so unnecessary to the point of the movie.
Very cyclical.
I don't know, does that...
How many people would be
for like people, the regular person that goes and watches the movie? I'm so glad he did that. It makes the movie so much better.
Basically, I think that there's two really good ideas in this film. One idea is getting Phoenix to play the Joker. It's a great performance. He taps into the same sort of stuff that's made his appearances and things like The Master so good. He's just a freakishly good actor. He's got an incredible physicality and, you know, really jumps feet first into the part. He's awesome to watch. And the other really good idea was kind of mixing it up with this time period and setting. But unfortunately, it feels like it's all kind of surface and doesn't really have anything to say. It's like the idea is, let's make it look like these movies and remind you of these movies. But those films, Taxi Driver, King of Comedy, there was something going on with them. And this is just, hey, it just looks the same. By the way, aren't we really edgy and a bit dark? And look, there's all this garbage on the streets because it's 1981 and everyone's on strike.
So the story's been told a little bit and everyone's like, I am cool. He's just kind of a bit of a maniac cruising around.
Yeah, a little bit. He doesn't go full maniac. This is sort of his... it's a transformation of one downtrodden... kind of like... If you've been sort of following the development of this film, yes, he is like quite an incel-y kind of character. He is a bit sort of cuck-y. It is a bit... there's concern. I think there's been concern for people that haven't seen the film. You know, people a little bit pill clutching about, is this going to inspire similarly alienated young men to become violent themselves?
Become Batman?
Will we see?
I was about to say, are any of the Waynes in there? Mum and Dad?
Daddy Wayne's in there. Daddy Wayne's in there. There's probably a little bit.
Daddy Wayne.
Like, I wasn't expecting this to really intersect with Batman at all.
Yeah.
And given the time period it's set, like, it's made very clear that there is no sort of. There is no equivalent of the Joker out there who's a dude in his maybe 30s or 40s on his way to become Batman. So it's not sort of mirrored like that, which is kind of nice. But there's a little bit more sort of like, hey, remember there's all this other stuff going on in the DC world than I would have liked. Okay. I don't know. I was, as you can probably tell, I wasn't super impressed. It's like it won the top award at the Venice Film Festival. It's going to get nominated and win a bunch of Oscars. I just thought, I kind of walked out going, I didn't really have a hell of a lot to say, and you know, what works so well in it is the stuff that reminds you of things that have been done before.
Will we see Batman and the Joker go head to head anytime in the near future?
It's impossible to tell. They probably will want to. Whether that's something that Phoenix will be into, I don't know. I think it kind of feels a little bit like he might have left everything on the court with this one. That's like the performance is great. It's worth watching to see. And I think you know, I'm not going into specifics about the film, but if you're interested in it, you might as well go and see it sometime in the next few weeks before it becomes a thing that lots of people talk about and you end up hearing more than you'd like.
It looks more acty and less explosion-y than most of the franchises, which is a fresh kind of...
Yeah, it's way less explosion-y. Yep, sweet. Yep, okay. Yep. Yeah. There's no... There's no expensive gadgets. There's like a snub-nosed 38 that gets utilized. There's some beatings. There's some garbage on the streets.
Would it be good to see King of Comedy beforehand?
Maybe, sorta. I think that if that's not stuff that you're familiar with, maybe you might even enjoy this more because you might just think, hey, here's a cool idea. It's a period set film about alienation and someone's spiral out of control. But considering that Taxi Driver and King of Comedy have kind of been the films that have been screamed from the sidelines about this film, seeming like, I think that's one of the reasons why...
I don't like that.
One of the reasons why it's been received so well is that, you know, people have got that in their hip pocket right away to go, oh, it's like King of Comedy. Oh, it's like Taxi Driver.
Weird.
Oh no, it's okay. I think
not for me.
I was surprised.
It's
I thought
not for me. Okay.
I thought I'd be enraptured or hate it. There's some stuff about it I don't like, and I definitely think on the kind of pearl clutching side of things that I will not be surprised at all in the next few years if this film is referenced by people who do really antisocial things. But it's not going to be it's not the trigger that's going to make them do it.
Okay.
But I think some of the dialogue, imagery and way of thinking in this film we will see a bit more of in the future.
Okay.
Someone described it to me as a film for people who take Fight Club at face value. And I don't think that's completely wrong. Hey, but speaking of Martin Scorsese, he's got a new movie coming out later this year via Netflix called The Irishman. That just had its world premiere on the weekend. It clocks in at 3 hours and 29 minutes.
Who's The Irishman?
Aren't we all really Irishman?
Okay.
No, that's not the people from Ireland, aren't they?
Is there actually
the males from Ireland?
I'm trying to figure out the name of the movie, whether it relates to the movie at all.
It stars Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci in his first film since 2010, Al Pacino. The early reviews are really strong for this. Bit of consternation because it is a Netflix film, so. But then again, like 3 hours 29, it's kind of quite good for your butt to be at home,
or does that mean it won't be in the cinemas?
The point I'm about to get to is it's sneaking into cinemas for a week before it goes to Netflix. So it's on limited release. Get your Googles out. Have a look around if it appeals. I don't think you're going to get many chances to see this. It's not until November, but I think might as well get a bit organized. There are four... That's one of four Netflix films that are doing short theatrical runs between now and Christmas, which I quite like. It's nice to have the option, without the need to... throw them on 50 screens and spend a whole lot of money on advertising them. Just give people a chance to catch them if they want to.
Nice one.
Now, speaking of catching things if you want to,
Pokemon.
Imagine if that technology was available during the height of the Spice Girls era.
Gotta catch all your Spice Girls.
That was a bit creepy. It might be a bit creepy, sorry.
What's creepier, The Room or Spice World?
A double feature of the...
Is it? That's quite possible with the Hollywood this month.
Consecutive nights of the Hollywood this week.
Stay there.
If I'm not mistaken, Spice World is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And, hey, John, have you heard of a movie called The Room?
I haven't.
Do you know what a room
it.
Is?
Yes, I do know of...
Yeah, just start at the beginning.
Are you familiar with the word the?
Yes.
If you put that next to the word room...
You know what a movie is? Well, it's not a movie about a room at all.
There are rooms in it.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's at least... I can attest there's at least one room in this film.
There's a mark. He's... It's so shit, but you got to watch it, man. Get out there to Hollywood and watch it.
The Room is on at the Hollywood Avondale and the Thin Red Line. There's actually some good ones on this month, Steve. Commando.
Don't give me this. There's actually some good ones on this one.
Like,
no, I don't mean
past
like that.
Spice World and The Room. Thin Red Line was all good.
You're throwing the programming Commando. Of the Hollywood Avondale under the Spice Girls bus with that comment. That's unnecessary.
People love Spice World.
I feel like Hugh is just in like a dark room, just remembering movies that he likes, and just going, ha, yeah, get that one. Yeah, just like, and here we are, and it's not bad, really.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it to any of those screenings this weekend, but I am hanging out like all hell for Commando next week.
Commando next Thursday. Hoo-wee.
What a good excuse to go see that on the big screen.
Do you reckon they'll wheel out Predator at some point?
Oh, man.
Wheel out an actual Predator? Or?
That Predator. I'd definitely go.
Predator.
I'd go to
man,
that.
That's holy
do you know,
shit.
Do you talk to the people there? Will this get to them? Make them put the Predator on, please.
I don't know. I presume the sales rep probably types up some notes about these.
Also, maybe the Toy Story trilogy, just up to 3. You could do that. I'd be keen for that, too. Okay, thanks, mate.
All right, well, I'll take that up with, I'll take that up with Mr. Walt Disney and come back to you.
Disney.
If anyone out there listening would like to go to any screening at the Hollywood Avondale this October, give us a shout, 309-3879, or text through to 53955, and we can hook you up with a double dauntless pass.
Do they do many westerns? I feel like a western would be good at the Hollywood, eh?
That's a good question.
Like the original Westworld would be great at the Hollywood. Let's watch that.
It's more of a sci-fi, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Two of my favourite things, western and sci-fi, come together in a beautiful...
I'll have a look to see if there's a physical suggestion box when I'm there next.
Thanks, Steve.
And we'll check it out.
John?
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, John's saying thank you.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.